From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. U.S. resources are now actively involved in the search for nearly 300 Nigerian schoolgirls kidnapped by the Islamist militant group Boko Haram. According to officials, U.S. reconnaissance aircraft have been flying over the country. Officials are also said to be considering the possible use of drones. At a news conference in Washington, Attorney General Eric Holder said his department is helping out.
We have FBI agents. We have a hostage negotiating team that is there. We are sending technological material that would be of use.
Nigerian government official says all options are open in the effort to free the girls. The group Boko Haram has staged a five-year campaign of bombings, massacres, and abductions in the country that is divided between a Christian South and a Muslim North. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has stayed the execution of Texas death row prisoner Robert Campbell. Campbell was scheduled to be put to death at 6 p.m. today at Huntsville Prison. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin has more.
The Fifth Circuit stayed Robert Campbell's execution because of evidence that the state of Texas withheld from defense lawyers IQ tests that indicated Campbell was legally mentally retarded. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled intellectually disabled persons cannot be executed. The Fifth Circuit found that over the years, in spite of specific requests from defense attorneys, both the Harris County District Attorney's Office in Houston and the Texas Department of Corrections withheld the results of three separate IQ tests. Those tests found Campbell was, quote, mentally retarded. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
More than 150 people are now believed dead following an explosion and fire at a coal mine in western Turkey. According to Turkey's energy minister, hundreds more apparently remain trapped inside the mine. Power distribution unit at the mine in the town of Soma, about 155 miles south of Istanbul, reportedly blew up, sparking the blaze. A top federal housing regulator today said he wants to help more Americans qualify for home loans. As NPR's Chris Arnold explains, Mel Watt, the new head of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, spoke at an event in Washington.
It could soon get a little easier to get a mortgage. That's because the FHFA oversees Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And the Obama administration's new appointee running the agency, Mel Watt, says,
"We expect Fannie and Freddie to take actions that improve liquidity in the present single-family housing finance market."
In other words, Watt says he wants to get rid of the barriers stopping qualified borrowers from getting access to home loans. He says he also wants to work on better foreclosure prevention. Watt represents a changing of the guard. The previous head of the FHFA was supported by Republicans and was scaling back Fannie and Freddie's role in the housing market. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 19 points to close at 16,715. The Nasdaq fell 13 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. British lawmakers are calling on the chief executive of U.S.-based pharmaceutical maker Pfizer to guarantee jobs in the event that a proposed $106 billion deal for London-based AstraZeneca goes through. Pfizer executive Ian Reid telling a committee of parliament that we are a highly ethical company and, quote, we keep our promises. The U.S. drug maker has been trying to ease worries the British jobs will be lost and research will be protected, but so far has failed to convince skeptical British lawmakers. President Obama has presented the Medal of Honor to Afghanistan veteran Kyle White. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports the medal has been awarded only 14 times for post-9/11 wars.
During a Taliban ambush in 2007, then-Army Specialist Kyle White was knocked unconscious. He recovered and tended to his wounded comrades for hours under withering fire. At the White House, President Obama praised White's actions at war and upon his return home to a university degree and now a job as an investment banker.
A proud veteran walking into his community, contributing his talents and skills to the progress of our nation. But Kyle will tell you that the transition to civilian life and dealing with the post-traumatic stress hasn't always been easy. More than 6 years later, you can still see the images and hear the sounds of that battle.
Six Americans died in that battle. Everyone else on the patrol was wounded. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
You had an airline flight canceled this past winter. You apparently were not alone. According to the Transportation Department, the first 3 months of this year were the worst for flyers in terms of canceled flights in some 20 years. With around 4.6% of flights canceled, mostly due to weather. One reason for the high percentage of canceled flights may be airlines are more willing to cancel flights ahead of time than in the past. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.